This Sunday is Satsang, April 26, 2020. Someone asked a question. Analogy of the snake and the rope. Please explain in detail this analogy. This analogy is relation of guru and disciple, a test of faith of the disciple and the guru. The whole idea of this story of the snake and the rope is a test of faith in the guru, because by faith in guru, everything's possible. So the guru says, see that there's something on the ground there. That's a rope. Pick it up. So then the disciple picks it. And the disciple looks and he sees, and his mind is telling, it's a snake. It's a snake. Maybe it's poisonous snake. Maybe it'll bite me. I'll die. And Gurudev says, it's just a rope. Pick it up. And then the disciple thinks, oh, maybe the guru can't see clearly. Maybe he doesn't know it's a snake. So, oh, Gurudev, that's not a rope. It's a snake. I said it's a rope. Pick it up. So then the surrendered disciples say, okay. Gurudev says it's a rope, it's a rope, I'll pick it up. Whatever happens, Krishna will take care. I have faith in Guru. Guru will never miss. Faith means trust. Faith means love and trust. That's what it means. Guru Shraddha. Guru Shraddha, Krishna Shraddha. Shraddha, Vishwas, means faith, means love and trust. If there's no trust, there's no faith. It's okay, it's a snake, but he says the rope. Okay, he says the rope. Das asmi. I'm a disciple. It's his order. He ordered me. It's his guru agya. So I pick it up. And he says, oh, and then the guru says, oh, it's a snake. Throw it away. So then I throw it away. So basically, it's a test of faith. So we should know we have faith in guru. Faith is the starting point. Ado guru parashraya. Ado Shraddha Tata Sada Sangha. First we have faith in God, and we have faith in sadhus, and we associate with sadhus to learn about God. Then we surrender to sadhus to know God and to love God and serve God. And there's Diksha, Guru Parashraya. So faith is always being tested. The story of the snake and rope is about the test of faith. Just like when Vibhishana went with a bunch of Rakshasas from Ravana from Sri Lanka after Ravana was killed by Ram. He went to the coronation of Ramchandra and Ayodhya, and then Ramchandra asked him to stay there for some time for his association. And all the Rakshasa ministers and other people with Vibhishana, they said, we have to go back now, go back to Sri Lanka. How will we get back there? Because when we went with you, we followed you, and the ocean became small and shallow. We just crossed over to India, went to Ayodhya, no problem, but you're staying here, so how we get back? He said, okay, I'll give you, let me see. So he took a leaf. He took a leaf and he wrote Ram's name on it in Kumkum. He wrote Ram, R-A-M. Then he wrapped that leaf up in another leaf and he tied it with some string. Tied it very tightly with string. And none of the Rakshasa ministers, they didn't see what he was doing. He did it privately. He said, I'm giving you this special thing. You just hold this in your hand. When you get to the ocean, you just hold this in your hand and say, ocean, give me way. Part your waters. Let us walk to Lanka. So they got there and they said, held that leaf wrapped up, folded secret leaf wrapped up. And they got to the ocean, and then they said, ocean, Indian Ocean, give us way so we can go to Lanka. So the ocean got real shallow, not very deep. And they walked across, and they're in half, they got the middle. They said, "Wow, this is amazing. This ocean is like this, you know. It's just, we're just walking across like it's a little shallow mud puddle, little water in a mud puddle, nothing." And so, what's this magic? What is this magic leaf that Vibhishana gave me? What is in this leaf? And he opened a leaf and he looked at it and said, "Oh, look, it says Rama." And all the other Rakshasa ministers, they remember from Vibhishana. They said, "Ram, what is that? It's just a name. It's just Rama, Ram. What is this Ram?" And he threw the leaf in the water. What is this? Then all the water got very deep. All the ocean got really deep, and all the Rakshasas drowned because they didn't have faith. They didn't have faith in Ram Nam. They didn't have faith in the Guru. Vibhishana said, "Just hold on to this leaf, and you'll cross the ocean." But then they got in the middle, and they got doubts. They got in the middle of the ocean. They got doubts. They opened the leaf, and they had more doubts, and they became offensive and unbelieving, and then they got perished. So they say, "He who casts words of doubt does put the light of knowledge out. He who casts words of doubt does puts the light of knowledge out." So we should always have faith in Guru. Don't surrender to a Guru till you have faith. Don't take your time, find the right Guru. You can invest your faith, because the whole thing is faith. Shraddha, bhakti is built on faith. Faith and sharanagati. Surrender and faith, surrender and faith. Shraddha and sharanagati. These are the foundation of bhakti. Faith and sharanagati. Jai Radhe. Snake in the rope. Snake in the rope. It's a rope, it's a snake. It's a snake. It's a rope, pick it up. It's a snake, pick it up. It's a rope, throw it down. Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe. Radharani, when she's running to see Krishna in the nighttime, and she's Unmadani Avisarika. She's Unmadani Avisarika. She's totally mad and prema unmad. Crazy in love for Krishna, running. She's running down the footpath in the rainy season. In the rainy season, the snakes come out of the forest because it gets flooded. And they come onto the raised footpaths running through the middle of the forest. So oftentimes there's snakes on the footpaths in the rainy season, keeping dry, keeping from getting drowned. So Radharani, when she was running, and at 11 o'clock in Amavasya, she's running, there's cobras there. These king cobras were on the footpath. They have, the nature of these king cobras, they have these brilliant jewels in their forehead, diamonds or rubies, and they're very effulgent. And Radharani was afraid that the light of the jewels of these snakes will light up her body like a spotlight, and she'll be seen by her superiors or relatives. Somebody will notice her streaking through the forest to go meet Shyam. So Radharani put her hand on it. She would fearlessly put her hand on the jewels of the snakes. She just covered it. She's going down the footpath. She just put her hand on it. Cover it. On it. The snake would rise up as it would shh. And Radharani would say, "Hey." And put her lotus palm on top of that jewel. Then run by and tap him on the head. Tap him down. Keep from that light from shining on her and revealing her presence in the middle of the forest. Snake in a rope. And then sometimes Krishna is late for meeting Radharani or stands her up. And when she comes, Radharani takes the rope from her nivi, it's the nivi bandha, rope from her slipper, petticoat, and she ties up Krishna with that rope. So this is another way to think about the snake and the rope. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.